This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today about the media. We've heard a lot about fake news. Well, one of the ways fake news can be presented is by presenting nothing. And to talk about that concept, the old memory hole, perhaps we could say, that George Orwell developed, people laboriously before computers cutting out news they didn't like from the papers and dropping it down the memory hole so that it never became a reality. Lies of Omission is a very vital DVD that is easily available and has a collection of folks. In fact, I'm honored to be one of those that are included in this DVD, commenting on how the government tries to manipulate, how the media tries to manipulate through lies of omission. The producer of the DVD, of this video production, is T.L. Davis, and he's with me right now. T.L., thank you so much. Really appreciate what you've done.
Thank you. Thank you for your participation and for helping it make it a better film.
Well, it has a really interesting message, and it has some folks that I've been just honored to be with. Obviously, I think we'd have to start by saying the godfather of so many of us, Mike Vanderbo, who's gone on to glory right now. But Mike has quite a story. Why don't you tell folks a little bit about this lead spokesman? And I think that might be correct, although that's not to diminish the others, but it's simply that Mike has quite a dramatic testimony and gave his life, really, devoted to the cause of freedom that he had once tried to stamp out.
Yeah, well, I think Mike Vanderbo is one of the really sort of stellar voices in the liberty community, what I call the liberty community, which can be anybody who's basically more interested in liberty than freedom, you know. But I think he was one of the stellar voices in that because he reached out. He came from a perspective of having, as a young man, turned toward communism and collectivism and was brought back out of that largely by the book that Hayek wrote, The Road to Serfdom. That and a doctor who brought him sort of out of that, and then he kind of went into non-political stuff. And then when he emerged in the wake of right around the time that he saw Bill Clinton being elected. And that really motivated him because he realized that Bill Clinton were at a lot of the same communist organizational meetings as he was. And so he thought, oh,
you know,
my God.
That I hadn't realized. I am so glad you mentioned that, we have a direct testimony of the hard left connections of Bill Clinton. He didn't just emerge on the scene without any preconceived notions. This guy was in politics because he was hard left, and that's why, no doubt, he was willing to at least be nominally married to the lovely Hillary Clinton, whose delightful voice entertains us every time we hear her shrill.
Exactly. And, well, so that was the thing that kind of startled him. He said, oh, my God, this guy was at some of the meetings that I was at. We can't elect that guy. We can't elect that guy, which of course we did, but that's what put Mike's antenna up and got him really paying attention to what was happening.
he not only was impacted greatly by Hayek, the great Austrian libertarian economist, but he had some other former communists that had kind of rung his bell, like George Orwell, who had written dystopic novels and other things about the horrors of communism that he had once been attracted to. And so Mike really came out of his communist background based on the clear and lucid comments and observations of people in the liberty movement, including ex-communists. And who knows how many things it takes to make us what we are, but that's quite a combination of George Orwell, Friedrich Hayek, and Bill Clinton. Who would have thought of putting them together?
Yeah. Well, you know, and that was one of the things where Mike was of great value, is putting things in perspective, and from his vast knowledge and research and understanding and reading, could bring these issues to us, which is why, actually, we moved as quickly as we did on Lies of Omission, because we knew that Mike had an expiration date, and he knew he had an expiration date. One of the great things about him was, and in the interviews that we have, and anybody who watches the DVD will see that he was absolutely clear of mind. But he literally had to get up off his deathbed and come do the interview. But that was how important he thought what we were doing was, and how important he thought it was for us to pursue this concept of liberty. And actually, his voice is huge in the sense that he experienced directly lies of omission. As hard as he was trying to get out, even as most people don't recognize it, and one of the reasons we wanted to do the film was to bring that out into the open, is that he and David Kodria broke the Fast and Furious scandal, which never would have seen light of day were it not for him.
I will almost guarantee you that. I remember it had been my privilege to have known Mike off and on before that, and I knew he was an incredible asset to the freedom movement. And when the Fast and Furious scandal was just beginning to come to light, as you say, it was he and David Kodria who really kind of put it together. And as the DVD mentions, there was the website by the honest ATF agents who were horrified at what was going on with Operation Fast and Furious. And to sum it up real quickly, putting guns knowingly in the hands of Mexican cartel to increase the murder rate in Mexico, so that U.S. gun stores and the Second Amendment would be blamed, and thus opening the door for more gun control. Mike saw what they were doing. David Kodria saw what they were doing. They had found a website that had been put up by some ATF agents. And I'm sure you know that I don't have an overly high regard for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. I don't think it's constitutional. I think it should be disbanded yesterday. I'd have nothing personal against the people working there, by and large, and I'd be happy to pay their pensions and all of that. I don't mean to make anybody have to suffer. I just want them to stop making people suffer and stop slaughtering the Constitution. And they saw on this website, Save ATF, Cleanup ATF.
Cleanupatf.org.
And they were able to get in touch with some of these agents that were posting this stuff. And it was kind of like a dog and a snake trying to get each other's confidence. It didn't happen right away.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll interject, just because I watched the interview with Mike that we did, which was like 12 hours long. So,
well, I'll tell you what, let's pick up on your interview with Mike Vanderbo, originally a 12-hour interview. It's a real keeper because the guy had been, still continues to be so important to the freedom movement. But we're going to be back after these messages, and we're going to continue talking with T.L. Davis, the producer of Lies of Omission. You can find it online, and we'll give you that info.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today we're talking about Lies of Omission, a DVD dealing with fake news, which is no accident, and its producer, T.L. Davis, And, Atiel, we said just as we went into the break that we were going to come back and give the Internet information about how folks can find Lies of Omission. Let's do that before we go any farther.
Okay, well, the easiest way to get it, actually, the only way is through a website that we have. Our production company is called 12 Round Productions, and that's the numeral 12, and then Round Productions. And if you just think of like a 12-round clip or something like that, 12-round magazine, it's 12roundproductions.com. And or you can go to liesofomission.com, which has a link to the same page. And that's the only place to buy the DVD right now. We're not looking at VOD just yet, but
Well, that's not too hard. I think increasingly we're becoming accustomed to getting things online. You can ask a lot of the malls and the retail stores around the country if that's not the case, because they're hurting because it is so easy to get things online. So if you go to liesofomission.com, which is the name of this DVD, you'll be almost there and be able to order one of your own copies, which I would strongly recommend. The information is really important. The people that are on it, and I say this in spite of the fact that even I'm included, but there are some folks that have been so important to the freedom movement, and to your credit, T.L., you put this together, and we were kind of on the verge of getting into Fast and Furious and the tremendous contribution that have been made by Kodria and Vanderbo. Why don't we pick up there?
If you don't mind, just real quick, I'll just point out that part of the problem with having to go through our website is that distributors aren't interested in this material. The censorship of gun rights and of liberty goes everywhere, and especially through anything that has anything to do with film or anything. So
that should make people all the more interested in getting a copy of this DVD if this is something that the politically correct crowd doesn't want you to have. Doesn't that make you want at least one copy?
At least one. But I'd like to get back to the substance. I just wanted to point that out because they don't realize the extent, a lot of times, the extent of censorship that goes out. You can't hire people to do some of this stuff.
Right.
You just really put up the blocks as much as they can.
No, when we get into the media the way you have, you're in a hardball game, and what you're saying is very important. So, folks, just keep in mind that you're hearing something that you're not going to stumble across too many other places.
Right, exactly. But getting back to the issue, one of the things that was revealed in the long interview that we did with Mike, because Mike recognized that this was his last opportunity to get his message out, and we recognized that. We were happy to do this interview. It did take a long time, and it was wearing on him, but he was sharp and clear throughout it all. And one of the things that he pointed out was, like you were saying, you know, the snake and the mongoose, whatever it was, trying to figure it out. Well, one of the things that made Mike particularly interesting to me, as far as this film goes, is when you look at the issue of Fast and Furious and you ask yourself, because I knew that the ATF came to Mike and David. Actually, they kind of came more to David, but they knew Mike was part of it. But you understand as well as you do, Larry, you feel the same way. The ATF has no basis in legality whatsoever. And Kodria and Vanderbo had made that very clear in their writings. So for these ATF agents to come to them was just amazing to me. And that was one of the really intriguing parts of this story that I have always felt needed to be told.
You know, it's they really deserve some credit, because these men working for an agency that I have no regard for, but they clearly demonstrated personal integrity and great risk to themselves. I haven't been able to follow what has happened to them other than kind of an occasional reference to the fact that their careers have been going nowhere fast within ATF, because once they showed their face at a congressional hearing – or dealt with Mike and David, which was known as well as the congressional hearing. That kind of finished them up for any fast track to the top in Washington.
Right, right. And the other thing is, too, I mean, you got to realize, I mean, these were some really brave guys, because this was the era of Clinton and what they have termed Arcanicide, where, you know, anybody who seems to cause them problems turns up no longer breathing, you know, at room temperature. And here's the thing. Going to speak with Vanderbilt and Kodria, I mean, you have to understand how terrifying that was, because for these agents to come out to guys like that with what they had to say must have been just absolutely horrifying, because there was no way for Vanderbilt or Kodria to offer them any kind of guarantee that they wouldn't be waterboarded to give up who they were.
I have an anecdote to underscore what you've just said about how dangerous it was for these ATF agents to deal with people outside the agents, and particularly people such as Mike Vanderbilt and David Kodria, who were clearly opponents of the ATF. Years ago, I was on a mission trip with some doctors, and we were south of the border when it wasn't a big deal to go back and forth every day. We'd stay in a motel, and we'd go across to Mexico, and they would tend to patients. And then while the patients were standing in line, my family and I would present the gospel to them. That was really no big deal at that time. Well, now, of course, that would be a very big deal, and you probably wouldn't want to even consider such a trip as that. When we were there and getting acquainted with these doctors and talking to them, they were telling some of these stories about the Clintons and the trail of dead bodies that you've just mentioned. And I said, this is amazing information. This has to be told to the American people. How about if I arrange to get a videographer and you present what you are able to tell firsthand about what these Clintons have been up to? And they looked at me and turned white, and they said, you don't understand what you're asking. I said, we don't dare to do that, because they were from Arkansas. One of them was, and the other was from nearby Oklahoma. And that was my introduction to just how dangerous it is. The perception was palpable. The fear was palpable that if they crossed those Clintons in a public fashion, it was not going to go well. So for Mike to give this account and to tell about these things, this is not fiction, folks. This is what it was like dealing with the Clinton syndicate. I think as Limbaugh puts it, the Clinton crime family. Anyway, we're going to be back. We're going to talk some more about Lies of Omission, a very important DVD on how fake news happens without accident. We're going to be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with T.L. Davis. He's a videographer, a producer of a documentary that is, I think, very important. It's called Lies of Omission, Fake News is No Accident. And it's got a number of folks that have been involved for quite some time in the freedom movement. We've been talking about Mike Vanderbilt and David Kodria. I think David has taken over the Sipsey Street Irregulars blog site and continues posting there. But we're also talking about Matt Bracken, a novelist who writes from the point of view of the freedom movement. I've interviewed him in the past. Claire Wolf is a leader in the freedom movement as well, including a book, Freedom Outlaws Handbook. You can tell she's got a bit of an attitude. And Kit Perez, who is another activist and very knowledgeable about this whole area of government abuse and the dystopian future that lies before us if we don't come to grips with it and deal with it now, which is why what 12 Round Productions has done with their Lies of Omission is so important. So, T.L., let's pick up where you would like to in our discussion, but I don't think we can talk too much about Mike Vanderbilt, who unhappily is no longer with us, but has left a tremendous mark, made a tremendous contribution to the freedom movement and hopefully to the continuation of our republic.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll tell you, Claire Wolf, who I interviewed, was we kind of tried to pin her down on, as we did you, Larry, you know, what would you consider yourself, you know, in this, you know, and we rattled off a couple of things, you know, constitutionalist, you know, 3% or whatever, and the only thing she did was she just stopped and she said, now listen, I don't really subscribe to any of that, you know. She said, but I will tell you that I have the most respect for the 3%ers, which is the organization that Mike founded.
Well, when you use the word organization, yeah, it has to be in quotes.
Yeah.
The entity.
one of the brilliance of Mike was that he recognized that, look, this is just a brand, and you can get behind it if you agree with these tenets. But we're not going to have any meetings. We're not going to have, because he was smart enough to understand it, what a lot of people do, that the minute you set up one of these patriot-type organizations,
get infiltrated and taken over.
Yeah, you just invited half the FBI. You know, I mean, it's like the only people, you know, more ensconced in the liberty sort of thing are federal agents. So you have to just be. So that was one of his brilliances, that he didn't have an organization, but the 3%er concept is what she really could at least endorse and appreciate and admire. And that's what I'm saying, is that Mike had the ability to reach out to every single one of us in one way or the other and bolster our opinions and inspire us to move in the right direction. So, I mean, that's how influential he really was and why it was so important for us to get him.
You know, Mike...
Likely as not, you'd have never talked to us if we hadn't come through.
Right, yeah. You know, and Mike and Dave Kodria had poked around for quite some time looking for a media outlet they could trust with the information they had picked up from the ATF, the if you will, the rogue ATF agents at cleanupatf.org. They knew that what they were doing, if they didn't get killed, they would at least be completely taken and twisted, and their message would be made, well, basically neutered, I guess we could say. And so they kept poking around. They'd finally been able to get in touch with Cheryl Atkinson, then at the CBS News Network, television network, and she was quickly given a cold shoulder. The message, it wasn't so much the messengers. It was the message. They did not want to touch that because the media is in bed with big government. And Mike and David and subsequently Cheryl Atkinson were having to deal with that. I remember Mike Vanderbo came to Washington, stayed at my house when he testified before the Judiciary Committee. And it was incredible stuff that was being presented to the committee. And even more incredibly, nothing happened. No agents who had been involved in criminal activity were ever punished. There had been retribution against the agents that blew the whistle, against federal law, I might add. But nevertheless, nothing that should have been done was done. The swamp has a way of oozing back in and covering up even a footprint to record that you might have been there.
Right. Right. And they do that because the large majority of Americans, if you go out and you ask anybody today, have you heard of Fast and Furious? They'll say, oh, yeah, the movie. You know, And you say, no, the scandal. And then they'll look at you with kind of a quizzical look because it's well known.
Gee, did the movie have a scandal in it?
A scandal with the movie? I didn't know. Is that how Paul Walker got killed? I don't know. You know, I mean, you just get nothing because they would not let her put anything on the national news. It could only she would only do that through as Matt Bracken points out in the film. The only way she could get anything out was to either tweet it or put it on the web page, and nobody goes to that. And so that's how they've been able to just even shift the whole perception that you have of our government completely 180 degrees from what you should be thinking. Right now, you should basically be thinking that our government is a rogue entity that pursues whatever it pursues, regardless of what we say or want or is good for us.
We have a constitution that created the government, and the government is supposed to be bound by that constitution. I had personal experience with the absolute scorn with which the Constitution is viewed. When I was being sworn in my only term as a Virginia legislator back in the 80s, the night before I had fallen and cracked my right elbow, so my right arm was in a sling. So when I took the oath, I raised my left hand, being the only one left. And three of my new colleagues, once the ceremony was finished, one of them even kind of vaulting over the kind of like school desks that we had in a semicircle there in the chamber, came up to congratulate me, saying, "Well, that's great. That means the oath doesn't count." And I thought, I guess I did realize that that's what I was getting into. And here it is. In the first 5 minutes, I'm being reminded that there's a swamp here.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking in terms that that's a modern term, but that's what I was dealing with. And this is they have a way of just kind of letting things sink away out of sight, and that's what's so important about your video, Lies of Omission, is that we can't let this just get sucked into the swamp, never to be seen or heard from again.
No, and Lies of Omission is trying very very hard to make that point clear of how it's done. No, not just that it's done, but just how it's done.
Well, let's pick up there on how it's done and the discussion of it in the video Lies of Omission. 12roundproductions.com is where you can find it. And we'll be back with T.L. Davis and talk some more about how the swamp gets you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Great to be with you today and really enjoying my conversation with T.L. Davis, the producer of Lies of Omission, a video that deals with fake news is no accident. And the ability to control the news, as others have pointed out, such as George Orwell, if nobody knows that it happened, it doesn't really happen. The old saw, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, did it really fall? Did it really make any noise? And that's kind of the point that we've come to in our country with the media government axis that tries to make sure that we don't know about anything outside of the official line. Amazingly, there are people like Mike Vanderbo, maybe the Whittaker Chambers of the latter part of the 20th century, a man who had been a communist earlier in life, as had Whittaker Chambers, and Whittaker Chambers saw the lies, the inconsistencies between what was preached by the communists and the reality and the Spanish Civil War and other things in his experience. And Mike Vanderbo had different but similar types of experiences where the real world collided quite brutally with the lies that had been told by the communists. Mike was able to break free from that, and I think the great contribution of Lies of Omission is that Mike Vanderbo has kind of his last will and testament in this very important video where he's able to explain what's going on and what the issues are, what the stakes are from a man who's been there.
Yeah, and see, that's what we did with all of our interviewees, really, and is, look, the reason we picked the people we did, including yourself, sort of agenda or whatever that they had, that they basically could just, I mean, off the top of their head, give us exactly what they felt and why. And these are all knowledgeable people and intelligent people and somebody who would represent our side of the spectrum with class. And so we were able to, in everybody's case, just let them, you know, say it. And Matt Bracken made some really good points, and Mike did too. And one of the points that Mike made was that, and this is part of the whole thing that's kind of underneath the whole idea. I mean, you think of it as basically the government, but when you reference a swamp, you tend to think of it as the government, but it's not. That's not just it, is what I'm getting at.
Right.
Matt Bracken both made the point that, but this is a swamp that's been bringing in water for 100 years. And a lot of this is basic just collectivism, and you can see it clearly where this Antifa group is involved, and the public officials who endorse them, this group that goes around trying to shut down free speech around the country, this is the collectivist military wing, basically. And you have all of these, including our own Paul Ryan, before somebody grabbed him by the shoulder and said, hey, look, these are, you know, these aren't a problem. These people aren't. These Antifa people, they're just standing up for what they think is. No, they're not. And that's one of the things I really got from interviewing these people was a clear understanding of how this has worked sort of undercurrent in our society for a long time. And it's something we really need to take some action against.
The Antifa, I guess I would liken them to the shock troops of fascism, and in great Orwellian style are fashioning themselves as anti-fascist, when in fact they're the fascist shock troops of our time, and we understand so little of this. There's been a blurring of what it means to be on the right and on the left for so long. I remember one time being interviewed by Alan Colmes, when he had his radio program on Fox News Radio, and I had pointed out that the fascists were on the left right there with the communists engaged in a civil war, and he was absolutely unable to process the fact that I was telling him that the fascists were not of the right, that they were of the left, as were the communists, that they were all Marxists in their worldview, with very little difference between them other than one's in control and the other's not. And that one really upset him. He just thought I was completely wrong when I was making that point. And we've had 2-3 generations now educated in that fashion, and it's very important that people like Vanderbo, who's been on the other side, come forth and make the case that no, it's the difference between freedom and limited government versus big government and unrestrained action by government, be it of the fascist or the communist variety, same difference.
Right, exactly. And that was really clear. I was at Pikeville earlier this year and got an up close look at Antifa and the neo-Nazis on the other side. And I'm looking at these people, I'm going, they're the same people. They have the same tactics, the same attitudes, mm-hmm. which is, you know, shut down anybody you don't like. Well, you know, that's not a typically American Republican sort of way of going about things.
Right. Constitutional government is set up precisely to restrain that kind of thinking and acting.
Yeah. The idea is to let them talk. Let them alienate themselves. I mean, the more freedom, the more light that you get, the more clear they're outside of the mainstream. They're outside of what normal people think and will do.
And isn't it interesting that the people that are identified as fascists, those that are identified as communists, supposedly at different points of the spectrum, all agree on gun control, among many other big government positions. They know that if they're to have a monopoly of power, they certainly can't allow schlubs like you and me to have guns. And that just kind of goes without saying.
Right. Well, that's because the only ones that are supposed to have guns are the ones that are supposed to keep guys like you and me in line. And that's one of the values, I think, of the film Lies of Omission, is that when you watch this film, and at least I hope so, at least what we tried for, was when you watch this film, you can hand it to somebody who doesn't quite get it, doesn't quite see the connection between collectivism of any sort, National Socialism, Nazism, or socialism, or communism, whatever. These are all basically the same thing, and I hope that what you get from the film is that it's easier. Mike and Matt and yourself and the other people, Claire Wolf and David Kodria. What they're able to do, Kate Perez, what they're able to do, I hope, is lay that foundation and see, these are not opposing, the Nazis and the communists do not oppose each other, they just oppose how they do it, but they're not really opposition, they're the same. We're opposition.
Right. We'll be in the same jail cells, be it the fascists in power or the communists in power.
Exactly. We're the ones that they don't want. They don't want people who think about freedom. They don't want people who think that they have rights, because that just gets in the way of their ultimate plan of you know, societal sort of enslavement. I'm not talking about chains and all that, but there are a million different kinds of chains. And so what I'm hoping the film does is lay that basis, kind of point that out, and especially toward the millennials, point out how that is true. And then how the media is working to aid that effort with their lies of omission and their lies of commission, to be honest.
Well, I think you've ended up on a very great point. And just let's close it out by saying that we've been talking about the 12roundproductions.com video of Lies of Omission. Really hope you're going to get at least one, and consider getting some others, giving them to people who haven't yet sorted it out. And this is going to help a lot.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.